Can you, can you tell us some stories that your mother told you when you were a little girl?
When my mother died when I was 6 years old, I lived with my parents.
Oh, could you tell, do you remember any stories that your grandmother told you then?
Well, I used to hear my old in-laws when I married the man, their son. And I heard a lot of old stories how they lived way back. When they first lived, they had salmon and, deer meat. And they had roots and they had berries. And they dig a trench like that. And right here they pick huckleberries. Then they make the trench and make it smoky. Build a fire and just the smoke would go on that huckleberries and dry. They had no jars those days. Nothing to put their throat in. And that's how they dry their huckleberries. And their fish, they build fire and they put them on sticks in their meat and they roast it around the fire. That's what they lived on way back. There was no such thing as pots and pans. You just eat it that way. On sticks, they cook it. Same with the berry, the roots, they peel them, dry them, they eat that. They had, there's all kinds of roots they had.
What are some of the roots that they used to eat?
We wouldn't know. It's some long macaroni. They call them beache in Wasco. And watch one, they call them little round ones. And camas, brown ones. They get them round in a meadow. They dig them out and they barbecue them in the ground. Put different kind of leaves in them, between them. And this first like that. And then it'll cook or leave it overnight. It'll barbecue in the ground. And then when the second time, the next generation, came in. King George, he brought in them a cast pots and he traded to the Indians to cook in them thick pots, you know, King George. I had one, but I gave it to my daughter and she left it in California. And he traded them for otter hides and muskrats and beavers, he gave it to the Indians and pots, King George. And they cook in them and then they started in, they give them beans and rice, then they cook them in there. Well, when they got those King George pots and they make the rocks hot, small ones like that on a fire, and then they'd clean them off. I don't know how they clean them. And then they have water in those King George pots. And they put their fish, cut it up small, break it up with their hands, dried fish. They put in that pot and then threw them rocks in there. Then they'd boil with those hot rocks, boil that fish or meat. But so they live, the second generation, third generation. And the fourth generation, they brought in beans, rice. And some people, where they told them to just cook a little bit rice. And they goes and put the whole package in there. And they had to put in different pots. They didn't know any better, the Indians. Oh, it was funny. That's what my in-laws used to tell my mother-in-law and my father-in-law. I'd listen to them. Mm-hmm. That's how it was. And this, when they buried, they used to bury. You ever been along the Columbia River? They call that place Mimos Island. because there was a big island. It is there yet. And the very long ago did have a bird like that, like you make a baby bird, but big, big people, the berries, but any little ones or old ones, they take them in a canoe, put them in that long bird and lace them up on there with elk hides, strings they make them. Not elk, but elk hides, I guess. Oh, buffalo hides. They wrap them up in them, just lace them on the, and they turn them towards the sun, and they just rot that in that island. It's still there, that island. It's smaller now. It used to be a big island. That's where they used to bury all the Indians in that island. They take them across in a canoe, bury them, turn them to the sun. Just that way. They never put them in the ground. And then when the law come in, white people come in, and they thought it was kind of spread disease. So they got the Indians to get them out of them, put them in the ground, bring them across in them canoes. And some, when high water came, some floated away. That's the way that place was. It's there yet. You go through along Columbia River on this side, you'll see that island, the name of it is Mimost Island. It's a Wasco name. It means dead people's island in Wasco.
Did it make the people mad that they had to bury them? Did it make them upset?
No, they never. All the people that live along the both sides of the river, they got together. And they said, this white man wants us to take all our people out of that island and put them in the ground. The law come on like that. So they all got together. They made a long shed like that, the Indians. And they gathered up there. They brought things, everything, old-time buffalo hides, buckskins and stuff, old baskets and things. They gathered things as though they do. And they sing 3 nights. And every night they sing. And they had long boards like that. They sing and they found. And each one had his own song. That's an Indian way. They all sing, those people, for 3 nights. And the first day, they went out to that island in canoes. So they brought all them bodies out, and they put them in the ground. Then they went back to this long shack they made, I don't know how long. And all the people got through, and they all gathered up. And all that stuff, blankets, shawls, things like that, old-time stuff, they give them away to everybody, to each other. It was like a farewell to them. And that's the way they done.